The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect, dark and sin. So damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away. Growing up is coming up. Where will you go now? It's the story.
Bonjour, hi, Canada. Hugh Hewitt in the relieffactor.com inside the Beltway studio. I've been back one day in the Beltway and went for a 4 mile run yesterday and 101 degree heat index. Humidity was so bad. Already my voice is shot with allergies. And I got to tell you, there's a reason everybody leaves here in July and August, and the Senate is going to be grumpy, and the House is going to be grumpy today. Bill Barr going up to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. He's going to be grumpy. The senators are going to be grumpy when they sit down to do the Senate bill, which isn't very good in Hugh Hewitt's opinion. Doesn't have any money in it for defense. Doesn't allow you access to your 401k savings without penalty at a flat tax. Doesn't do a lot of stuff. So, going to be a grumpy day. But I have a special request. 1-800-520-1234. We, of course, have a new screener, Harley. So, he'll screw up your name and your city. Almost a given, right? First day that you have a new screener. Almost a given. First week, first month. But Harley will be taking your phone calls. I am going to talk later today with Nick Lehman of The New Yorker. Now, 15 years ago, Nick wrote a very nice profile of me for The New Yorker. Called me the most influential conservative you've never heard of. I've always liked that line. And I wrote a very nice piece about Nick, who was then dean of the Columbia School of Journalism for the Weekly Standard back in the day when I worked for it, when it existed. And we get along fine. Nick is a blue bubble guy, lives up in New York, wonderful guy, great journalist. And he wants to write a piece about the achievements of Donald Trump and how Donald Trump has changed the Republican Party. So I'm going to talk to him today. So I'd like to ask you, what are the achievements of Donald Trump and how has Donald Trump changed the party? Now, I think the number one achievement of Donald Trump is to change America's understanding of China, specifically the Chinese Communist Party, to put us on a new footing, to increase our resolve, our awareness, our resolution to oppose the growing influence of China worldwide. That's the number one thing. Huge break with the past. Number two, but closely related, is a military buildup to replace all that President Obama destroyed and depleted. Number three, judges. Judges. Two Supreme Court judges, 53 appeals court judges, hundreds of district court judges. Those are my big three. How has he changed the Republican Party? Well, he's brought it together. Prior to Trump, it was all over the place. I remember 2016, we had 16 candidates running for president. We had a lot of different views. Everyone is pro-Trump now, except for a handful of never-Trump-rump. Same 10 people. Self-referential. They quote each other. There are a half dozen, they quote each other. They appear on MSNBC, as I do, but I'm not never Trump. So I just, Mike, simple question to you. What has Donald Trump done? What's he done to the Republican Party? Mike in Seattle, 1-800-520-1234. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, he's standing up to the people that have handed us down this virus, and these people are so utterly powerful that if we don't have a president that's going to stand up to this adversary, Americans better just pack it in because it's going to be over.
By that, you mean China.
Of course, the government, not the people.
Right. How have you seen him do that?
Pardon me?
How have you seen him stand up to China?
Well, he made the trade deal, which ticked them off because they had to actually pay us for the first time. And then he's standing up to them, just everything about them. And then here's an answer to racism. Pianos against racism. If the black people, if there's they've always dealt with less, there's fewer black keys. And, you know, go ahead and write a song and take it out on the white keys. And let's see who can play the piano the best.
That's not really a answer to racism, but okay. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Maggie. Go ahead, Maggie. Hello, Maggie.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hi. Hi, you. Maggie from Pittsburgh. He understands the people. He works for the people. He gives us the impetus to work. And he's just truly...
What's he done?
And he's going to win Pennsylvania.
Maggie, stop. That's what you think of him. What's he done? Maggie. Okay, she's gone. John in Delaware. John, go ahead. Okay, Victor in Silver Spring. Go ahead, Victor.
Good morning, Hugh. I like the way Trump tells off the fake media, and it will show Republicans that they can fight back and get away with it.
Okay, so has he changed the Republican that party that way?
I think it's starting to happen.
To teach them to be more combative?
Yes.
Okay. I'm writing these down, Victor, as people can see if they're watching on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Thank you, my friend. 1-800-520-1234. Very simple question. It's going to go round and round, but I don't think it's that complicated. He has prepared us to deal with China. He's rebuilt the military. He's appointed judges. I also like the idea that he's made the Republican Party more aggressive. That may be, in fact, true. Generalissimo, do we have Harley screening? Is that who's screening?
No, we've got Ben and Harley screening both.
They're both a little slow, aren't they? John in Delaware. Hello, John. No, he's not ready yet. Oh, my goodness. They're getting the nutters this morning. So we got two people screening. Okay, Salim in Delaware. Go ahead, Salim. Nope, not ready yet either. These guys are just not... Yeah, go ahead, Salim.
Yes.
John in Delaware. Hello, John.
You got to turn down your radio, Salim.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, Salim, you're confused because you've got the radio on.
Okay, so sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead.
What has he done?
Yeah.
He's cut regulations.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, he has this is what he says a lot. For each regulation that's out there, he's cut two, and I think it ended up being seven when I looked at it another source. So he's been really good on that front, I think.
And how has that impacted you? Why do you think that's a good thing?
Well, I think number one, it gives a psychological feeling to people that, you know what, the government is getting out of my way and I can do more things. So I think that's the biggest thing. Me personally, I'm not a business owner, but I think that's the big benefit. So psychologically, it makes people think that, you know what, the government's too big, it's encroaching all the time, and it makes sense that somebody's going to free us of that.
How has he changed the Republican Party?
Oh, I love it. He's made the Republican Party more aggressive. I think also he's also rooted out bad Republicans, or what I would call bad Republicans. And I know you had Larry Hogan on yesterday, and he's gone through a lot. But I was very despondent after I listened to him, because I would never vote for a Republican again if he was on the ticket. And simply because I gave my vote for the second Bush, I gave my vote for John McCain, I gave my vote for Mitt Romney, and none of those people has fought as much as Trump has against the left. And so,
so you wouldn't support Governor Hogan because he refused to say he'd support Trump?
Absolutely. It's that loyalty test. He's going to ask for my loyalty, and he wouldn't even give that loyalty. And I feel the same way about Mitt Romney as well.
All right. Thank you, John in Michigan. John?
Good morning, Hugh. I think that I agree with the three top things that you said earlier, but I think one of the most important things that has come out of the Trump presidency is that he has truly exposed the left and their agenda. And I think that that has opened up the eyes of a lot of true patriotic Americans and conservatives.
You mean looking at Portland, looking at Seattle, looking at Austin, looking at Chicago?
Everything since the day his presidency started, all of the fake news. I mean, it just you know what's going on. Every single thing that they have tried to throw at him has only exposed them and their agenda further.
All right. I think that is a monumental achievement. I want to know more. I'm going to talk to the New Yorker today. What has Donald Trump achieved and what's he done to the Republican Party? I want your input this morning on the Hugh Hewitt Show, 1-800-520-1234. Connection to me, Hugh Hewitt. The Trump campaign is a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants to give you a signed 2020 Make America Great hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to go to a select group of supporters, and you're one of them. All you have to do is text Hewitt to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great hat and own a piece of history. Again, that's H-E-W-I-T-T to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I know that many of you love me, but the people who love me the most are the people who listened to me about gold in December when I told them to diversify their 401k and their IRA into Birch Gold with a physical metals-backed IRA or 401k rollover portion of their IRA or 401k to gold. You people have made, I don't know, 25, 30% in 6 months. And that's because gold this morning is at $1,929. If you bought gold from Birch Gold or texted my name Hugh to 474747 and put that gold into a safety deposit box, you're very happy with me. So I remind you again today, Birch Gold has got a gazillion five-star reviews. I buy my gold from them. I put it away in the safety deposit box. I think you ought to have some gold. Don't keep it at home. Put it in a safety deposit box. And listen, when something goes up from $1,400 to $1,929 in 6 months, that's a good investment. All right? That's a very good investment. And I told you about that. And those of you who listen to me, well, still diversify. It is a crazy roller coaster time out there. Yesterday, great day for the stock market. Dow up 114, NASDAQ up 173. The S&P up 23, as I suspected. Amazon began its March. They have earnings on Thursday. They were up $46 yesterday. But gold is at an amazing all-time high. And you say, oh, I can't get in now. It's at a high. Well, we are going to spend another $1 trillion. So that weakens the currency more. And the gold that is gold is still gold. My question to you this morning, 1-800-520-1234, is I'm going to talk with Nick Lehman of the New Yorker later today. He's going to ask me, what are Trump's achievements and how has he changed the Republican Party? His number one achievement is to reframe China and to alert the country to the existential threat that the Chinese Communist Party poses, to rebuild the military and to appoint the judges. I think deregulation is for, and I believe he's made the Republican Party into a combative fighting party. It's a fighting party now. And if we elect Democrats, we're doomed with China. You know that, don't you? If you elect Joe Biden, we have lost. We will have lost to China. We will not get back those 4 years. We lost 8 years with Obama's appeasement. And appeasement not just of China, but of Russia. Appeasement not just of China and Russia, but of North Korea. appeasement not of just China, Russia, North Korea, but of Iran. We can't go back to appeasement. Joe Biden's got appeasement is his middle name. Scott in Pennsylvania. What has Donald Trump achieved? How has he changed the Republican Party?
Hey, good morning, Hugh. Well, a few things that he's achieved. He's starting to achieve the wall, which I'm really a fan of. He's getting that wall built down there between the U.S. and Mexico, stopping those illegal aliens from coming in. And before the pandemic, the unemployment was down to 3.5%. And now we all know it's higher than that, but that's not because of his doing. He's under his watch, there have been a few head terrorists that have been eliminated. And
Soleimani, you're absolutely right. Soleimani and Baghdadi are gone.
Baghdadi, correct, yep. And he's moved the embassy, got the embassy moved to Jerusalem, which was a big deal, I think. I'm not sure where you stand on that.
Oh, I was 100% for it. I like the peace plan, too.
Right, right. Okay.
And he's been the strongest friend of Israel, the equal of anyone, and probably as good a friend as Truman. I mean, Truman is the original friend. Nixon saved Israel in 73. So I put him up there with Truman and Nixon in terms of relationship with Israel. W was pretty good, too.
Well, as far as the Republican Party, I'm not so sure that it's changed it. I'm kind of at the mindset where there aren't many people out there like him. So if the Republican Party is going to stay where he has it in his mindset, we got to get more people in like him. There's too many Republicans that don't have the spine that he has.
Well, he is certainly the most combative Republican of my adult life. Ronald Reagan could take it to you. I paid for this microphone, but very rarely. Donald Trump wakes up looking for a fight. I'll be right back, America. 1-800-520-1234. Doing show prep. It's interview prep for Nick Lehman and the New Yorker for later in the day. And you're helping me. 1-800-520-1234. What has Donald Trump done? How has he changed the Republican Party? Come right back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. To Hewitt. I'm reading through the supplemental that's coming through, and I'm just amazed that the Republicans are only proposing $34 million to the Navy. They're doing $1 trillion, and the Navy's getting $34 million, $35 million. When we're facing an existential threat from China, I do not know what they're thinking about. It should be $20 billion for the Navy to build the Columbia-class submarines, F-35s, for the Marine Corps, additional Virginia-class submarine cybersecurity. I do not understand how the Party of National Security is spending $1 trillion and they get $35 million for the Navy. I don't get it. Back to the phones. I'm going to talk to the New Yorker today. What has Donald Trump accomplished? How's he changed the Republican Party? Melissa in Dallas, Texas. Go ahead, Melissa.
Good morning, Hugh. I have a few ways he's changed it. First, when he says America first, he's talking about the manufacturing, all those jobs that we lost. He's bringing that back, letting American entrepreneurs work their businesses here. We've seen during COVID how dependent we have been on China, how 90% of our, you know, drugs are manufactured in China. That's one. Second,
he's articulated that, but has he actually done it yet?
Yes, he has done it yet by helping businesses in some of these cities that are being destroyed in Detroit, Michigan, or other places in Ohio, in the Midwest. He featured an array of American companies, entrepreneurs, many veterans at the White House, and these American-made products and the importance of that. I mean, so that full circle, the importance of us not depending on other countries. Second, when he immediately said no to the Paris Accord, when China and India, who are the biggest polluters, they had no skin in the game. He said no. What he's doing is providing clarity to the American people. What how for decades so many administrations have just been giving America away, causing Americans their jobs, and making us dependent on other countries.
Do you think Joe Biden will take us back into Paris in the Iran deal?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I do, too. I think it's a nightmare if Joe Biden wins. People need to—it's a nightmare for this country.
This country will never be the same. I tell my boys, I'm 54 years old. I've had a good life, worked hard, came up from lower middle class, and done well. I said, boys, this country will never be the same. Y'all will not get to experience the opportunities, or they've worked so hard in school. You won't have that. Because what they're going to do is take from those that work hard and give to those that are protesting, those lazy, entitled young kids. I mean, my boys are 17 and 19. We have a good life. They work for everything. They understand the value of the dollar. What he's also brought back is the love and pride of American patriotism. That's something America has had when people think, oh, we're being arrogant or something American. No, the pride of this country, the ideals that our founding fathers had to make this country. We had religious people. We had deists. But they knew there was an almighty higher power and that those values would guide us.
Are you worried? And Melissa, if he's so good, how come he's behind in the polls to Joe Biden? Are you worried he's going to lose?
I don't totally believe the polls when you look at them. And I'm not being like head in the sand. No, they're being very selective in how and who they poll, the number of Democrats that they're polling. And people don't want to speak up. My husband doesn't want me putting a Trump sign in front of our front yard because he doesn't want our house vandalized, and we live in a beautiful neighborhood. But you have people that they have no respect once for the dignity of life. Look at what's happening in these cities, and they have no respect for police.
Melissa, I have a question. You said you were lower middle class. What do you mean by that when you were young?
When I was young, to go to college, I needed complete student loans. I mean, I went to a public school in Dallas in an area called Oak Cliff. At the time, I mean, there was a large population of blacks. I'm Hispanic. There were few Hispanics at that time because this is in the 80s when I was in high school. So then my mom went and got a job. She worked hard at a college called SMU, Southern Methodist University, so we could go and get some tuition.
What kind of a job?
She worked in admissions, in the admissions office. She was a secretary. Okay. First, she started out in the mailroom. She would take anything, any job there, just so she could help us to
get the tuition break.
Benefits. Yep. Yes. And then I worked 25 to 30 hours a week at a real job while going to school full time.
What job in college? I'm always interested by that. I delivered the mail.
Okay, let me tell you real quick. I was working at a woman's clothing store. A man noticed me helping his wife and two other ladies, and he said, "Young lady, are you in college?" I said, "Yes, I'm a freshman at SMU." He said, "Well, what do you want to do?" I said, "I want to be like a buyer for a big store like Neiman Marcus or something." He said, "I've been watching you help my wife and help those two other women. I know of a career that you could make in 1 month what it would take for you to make in 1 year as a buyer." So I said, "What is it?" He said, "Commercial real estate." I had no idea what that was. He said, "SMU has an excellent business school. I want you to go look it up and call me back." It turned out he was the president of Prudential Realty. He said, his name's Raymond Thompson. He's probably, I mean, that was a long time ago. He said, "Young lady, I will be your mentor." He said, "You call me along the way." And he said, "But you go get an internship." So I did. I found a little small commercial real estate boutique. I did not know what commercial real estate was. That was when the boom was starting in the 80s in Dallas with Trammell Crow and Lincoln Property Company building this beautiful skyline in Dallas. I worked my butt off, and I ended up getting an internship my junior, senior year with Cushman & Wakefield, which is a worldwide real estate company.
You bet.
And so that provided me opportunities because I wanted to live in New York. I'd never been to New York. I had posters in my dorm that I wanted to go to New York.
Why? What are you, crazy? You wanted to go to New York?
Absolutely. I mean, I wanted to work. This is the other thing. Kids getting jobs today, I had to get a job where I made money. I love journalism. I thought that would be neat. I couldn't afford that job. I needed a job that when I got out of college, I could start paying my loans. So I double majored in economics and finance because any job I got, whether it was in finance or consulting or whatever, would be able to help me live
and help me start paying
off. You must have had a mom or a dad or both who were pretty level-headed. Are you a churchgoer?
Absolutely. Catholic, devout Catholic. I'm married to a devout a man that's conservative and Jewish, and we have a beautiful marriage. We've been married 22 years, and we've raised two great young men that are patriots. I have a son that will be returning to NYU, and it scares me that he's going back there, but he excelled and did well at NYU, worked his butt off.
NYU is like ground zero for, you know, it's close to the real ground zero, but it's actually ground zero for left-wing nuttiness.
Absolutely, but he knows. And what my sons have, what they were blessed with, was great education here in Dallas, where they learned critical thinking. That's not being taught. Young people don't have their brain development yet for discernment like we do. But when they're trained from the get-go in that critical thinking, that helps them want to look at both sides and be hungry and eager to have
curiosity.
You know,
is a great thing. Melissa, you are a terrific caller. Thank you.
Well,
I mean, God bless.
Okay,
you're
God
a terrific
you.
Caller. All right. Dennis in Salt Lake. Dennis, how is Trump? What's he done and how's he changed the party?
Hey, long time no talk. He has done a lot for the party. He has united us. He has been our standard bearer for the Republican Party. He has, in our former state of California, he has dethroned them. He's put them on notice, and he's dethroned them from the position of being the standard bearer for the EPA. I don't know if you remember this, but he let them know that they are no longer in charge of the federal government EPA regulations.
Oh, I know. He overthrew the Clean Air Resources, the Air Resources Board in California, and told them EPA was back in charge. Yep.
And he's done so much more, building the wall. It's happening.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Let me go to Kyle in Garden Grove, California.
Hi, Hugh. Thank you. My comment is that he has rebranded the Republican Party as the party of energy, the party of deregulation. He's been tough on, you know, with the Paris Climate Accord, getting the wall built, bringing sovereignty to the United States, the beginning of the coronavirus shutting down, stuff going in, you know, the China flights, and just toughness. So we as Republicans can hang our hat on those accomplishments because of him. Not because of the Republican Party, but because of the...
Think he's going to win?
I do. I really believe so. I mean, I'm out here in California, right? I live in Orange County, and it's no longer like the land of the, behind the orange curtain.
Oh, you know it. I was just there last week. Hey, Kyle, thank you. Deborah in Louisville. Hey, Deborah.
Hi, Hugh. I am so thankful because I voted for him, and he gives me hope. The hope that I have not voted in vain, because every single thing he said he would do, he has done or has tried to do or is attempting to do. And it just thrills me that I finally see a president who has lived up to what I consider the value of my vote.
You think the New Yorker will lay out what you're feeling? You think they'll give him a fair shake?
I don't know. I would like to say yes, but
Nick is a great reporter. Nick is a very good reporter.
Now.
All right, we'll see. Nick is a very good reporter. Ray in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Ray, what do you think?
Good morning, Hugh. How are you?
I'm great.
Good morning.
You're on here, Ray. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. Hey, I think he's turned the Republican Party from a pack of cowards to a pack of wolves. I think they're on track now to start winning more local elections. I love the way he uses social media to get his point across instead of catering to the media mob.
Well, if we went from a pack of cowards to a pack of wolves, why isn't there real money for defense in the supplemental?
I agree with you there. Maybe they're still fighting and hashing all that out. I hope they do give more money to the Navy, especially at the area around South China Sea and stuff like that. I don't know what happened there, but... Hopefully
yeah, we'll see. All right, Mary, I want to get one more in. Mary, you got 30 seconds, Mary, in Florida.
Good morning. Opportunity Zones and VA Choice.
All right. Thank you, Mary. People know their stuff, don't they? Gentlemen, keep the lines open. 1-800-520-1234. Screen people and tell them to wait through to the next segment. Keep those lines open. What has Donald Trump done? And how has he changed the Republican Party? I'll be right back. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. David Drucker joins me with the Washington Examiner. David, I've been talking to my callers this morning. I don't know if you had a chance to listen. Nick Lehman's calling me up later. Old-time colleague from The New Yorker that had profiled me a long time ago and wants to talk to me today about what Trump achieved and how has he changed the Republican Party. So I've been taking calls on that. I want to ask you, what has Trump achieved, you think, in the mind of GOP voters? And not what you personally think, but what do you think they think? And what do you think they think about him changing the Republican Party? I know you stay out of it, but I'd like to know what you think they think.
Well, look, I do make it my business to talk to Republicans. And I think one of the biggest things I think Republican voters think that Trump has achieved is that they appreciate that he is willing to clearly and very explicitly define who the opponents of the party and the opponents of the country are, as they see it, and that he's willing to be sharply critical, to say the least, and not mince words. I think for a long time, although I don't happen to share this opinion, I think Republican voters felt like their politicians, their representatives were fighting with one hand or two hands tied behind their back while Democrats were not, and that they finally have a full-throated advocate.
You know, I got one great line. He has turned the GOP from a pack of cowards into a pack of wolves. I'm not sure that's done yet, but it's moving that way.
Yeah, like I said, I find talking to Democrats and Republicans over the years, they both seem to agree on one thing. The other team fights dirty. Why don't we?
Ha!
But this, I think, is a very big deal. When I've talked to Republican strategists about how you appeal to a Republican primary electorate, they talk to me about adding a fourth leg to the stool, the three-legged stool that we so often talk about, and that is one of tone and how you fight. But look, Trump has also changed a little bit of the policy orthodoxy, which I think there are a lot of Republican voters, not all, but a lot that really appreciate that, elevating trade, sort of reorienting U.S. foreign policy. Again, there are more internal debates on that than the other.
Now, my big three are he's reframed China into the existential threat that it is. He's rebuilt the military, the judges, of course. And then callers reminded me, deregulation, Paris Accords, Iran Accords, embassy move, Golan Heights, Baghdadi, and Soleimani. Of course, I can't overstate Soleimani is a game changer.
Right. So those are correct. Now, those are achievements that I think the president can claim. I don't think those are achievements that have changed the party. I think most Republicans, except for moving the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, I think many of the Republicans that were running in 2016 would have pursued all of those goals. The judges, I think most of those Republicans were Reagan-esque hawks who would have recognized the problem that China posed. And I say that to you because I remember all the interviews you conducted with these candidates, and a lot of them were very clearly aware of what China meant. In fact, the issue of China was a good reason to try and keep the United States in the Trans-Pacific Partnership because it allowed the U.S. to fortify relationships with Asian nations and box in China.
Well, you know, David, I've heard the TPP a lot, and I'm beginning to think that people are confusing withdrawing from the TPP with a refusal to engage in economic one-on-one deal. He just prefers the one-on-one deal. He doesn't reject this.
I know he does, but TPP would have allowed him a mechanism to ally with Asian nations suspicious and wary of China and to box China in, and it would have neutered China's economic power in the region, which would have helped his agenda.
I Mike Pompeo and I talked about this last week in Yorba Linda. That is not foreclosed. It was in the view of many a bad deal. David, very, very quickly though, do you think that support for Trump now is a precondition for leadership in the Republican Party later?
Well, I think that depends on whether or not President Trump wins re-election. And I hate certainty. The minute I'm certain about something in politics, I'm usually wrong. But what I would say is, while the president is president and his ratings remain good with Republican voters, you can disagree with him around the edges, but you cannot be opposed to him, and particularly the way voters look at Trump as their proxy and, in a sense, their avatar. You have to be very careful about that. If the president were to lose re-election, I think, you know, there might be some reassessment about that.
Well said. David Drucker, is always a pleasure. Thank you, friend. Let me get one call in quickly. David from Missouri. David?
Yes, you're on. Good morning, sir.
What's the achievement? How's he changed the party?
Look, honestly, I believe Trump has given a voice back to the Republicans.
How so?
Well, he has stood up for us, and he is actually doing what he has said he is going to do instead of lying time and time again. So I believe he has given us an honest voice back.
And how bad will it be if he loses, in your view?
Oh, God, I think we're doomed if he loses. I really do. I think we will be sold to China if he loses.
That is a chilling thought. We will be sold to China if he loses. All right, America, hour number two coming up, same topic. Don't go anywhere. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.